Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's show a little respect to our mayor.
Aunt Michelle, not you too.
What'd I say?
Do you have any idea how ridiculous that is?
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition. In our last episode of this season called Battle Song, we heard a big announcement. Music Palooza is going to be held in Grizzly Mountain on October 1st, the same day, it turns out, as the Discovery Mountain Harvest Festival. Keziah has vowed to fight against it. Is that possible? Piper has been avoiding her friend. Will Keziah be able to find out why? Let's join everyone and exercise our faith along with them in today's episode called In Harmony.
Kezi, do you want strawberry jam or peanut butter on your toast?
Sure.
Someone's not listening.
Okay, I'll put sprinkles and oregano on your toast. Sound good?
Sure, Dad.
Kezi, look at me, honey.
Yeah, Dad.
Here, toast with strawberry jam. Are you still worried about the Harvest Festival?
Yeah, Dad. Of course I am.
Well, there seems to be only one choice.
Hey, Fam Jam. Dad, can you please toss me a protein bar? I'm running late.
Here, catch.
Cyrus, don't you even care?
About?
The Harvest Festival. We're not going to cancel it. We can fight.
Fight? How?
By making our Harvest Festival the best this town has ever seen. By inviting people from all over the country. To sing and fellowship and just be amazing.
Woohoo! Keziah, let's make it happen.
Thanks, Cyrus. So you're on Team Fight?
Team Fight? Sure. I'm on Team Kezi anyway. Gotta run.
Cyrus, tell Ken to...
Mom, no work talk at home, remember?
Okay, I'll be over soon.
Mom, Dad, you have to have faith. We can make the Harvest Festival way bigger than the Music Palooza. But we all have to work together.
Kezi.
Mom, you don't believe me.
It's not that I don't believe, honey. It's just that the Music Palooza is a whole thing.
So ours has to be a bigger thing.
Kezi, you helped Mr. Simon and Miss Holt to plan the Harvest Festival.
Yeah.
And the ads, right?
Yeah. Mom, you worked hard on the ads. And now you just want to give up?
I spent a couple of hours on that. I had fun.
What's the advertising budget for the Harvest Festival?
Budget? I don't know. We all worked together and Brianna's mom called a bunch of people she knows.
And they donated the ad space.
See? That's amazing.
They donated it because there is no advertising budget. What do you think the ad budget is for the Music Palooza?
What?
I have no idea. But I've had two pop-up ads just this morning on my newsfeed.
And on the radio.
For an event like this... with celebrity musicians like Luke,
Levi Hayes.
Right. And the Swedish singer, what's his name?
Eric Ekstrom.
Yeah, they're big names. Music Palooza is a big deal.
We can't compete.
We just all need to work together.
You have the right idea, Kezi. It's just not realistic.
Mom.
What do your friends think? Did you ask Piper?
I better get ready for school.
Kezi? Mike, what did I say?
What did we say is more like it. You know, I haven't seen Piper and Kezi together at school for the last few days.
Oh, I had no idea. Friend trouble?
Yeah, mixed with Music Palooza trouble.
Poor Kezi. What should I do?
Nothing. She'll talk to us again. When she's ready.
So I should just go to work?
Yes, Dr. Scott Smith. People are counting on you.
Including my daughter.
Who will still be here later today. Off you go.
Okay. Have a good day at school.
You're stalling. Go.
Okay.
Hey, Gadget. Are you having a good day? That a boy.
Hey, Reader. Gadget might be the only one in town having a good day.
That bad, Mr. Simon?
Well, with the news of the Music Palooza and the Harvest Festival on the same day? Yes.
Well, too bad we'll have to cancel the Harvest Festival. It was a good idea.
Cancel it? We can't give up just like that.
Well, do you have any suggestions?
Not yet, but you didn't come into Trekkers this morning to talk about this. How can I help you, Reader?
Oh, I'm just waiting for my dad. He's almost done his walk, and he usually ends here.
I enjoy seeing Gordy each morning. He's doing well?
Yes, he is. I just want to remind him that he has an appointment this afternoon.
Well, there he is now.
He's a good boy.
Say, Dad, I just wanted...
What's this about a music hullabaloo ruining the Harvest Festival?
Well, the two events landed on the same day. Too bad we'll have to cancel.
Nonsense. We don't have to cancel. We have to fight. Right, George?
Well, I agree, Gordy.
There you have it. The mayor's ready to fight.
Gadget!
Now, what's our first move?
Well, I don't know. Officer Lewis, how may I help?
Officer, what about this hullabalooza?
The music palooza? That's what I need the mayor for. Take a look at this.
Well, that looks like a traffic control map.
It is. These are the roads leading up the mountain and to Discovery.
Mm-hmm. I recognize it well.
And here is the turnoff. Right to Grizzly, left to Discovery.
Now, why is the left side marked red?
Well, because the event planners would like to close off that road the day of the Music Palooza.
No one will be able to go in or out of Discovery.
Yes, for about 12 hours. It'll be for security. Easier to maintain the perimeter.
No.
If only it were that easy.
Our Harvest Festival is the same day.
Well, we're either going to have to get them to change this traffic control pattern, or, I hate to say it...
Cancel our event?
Mr. Mayor?
I need to talk to May Grady. I hear they're working out of the Frosty Inn.
Let me know what you find out. Mr. Simon, it sounds like it's time for a town meeting.
Yes, it does. I don't think we'll all fit at my office. Academy gym?
Well, give Peabody a shout and see if the church is available.
The church? That'll work. I'll notify as many people as I can.
I'll do the same.
Thank you.
Dad, where are you going?
Come on, you two. Let's get over to the Frosty Inn.
Okay, it looks like we'll be joining you.
I'll grab my keys.
Hi, welcome to the Frosty. Just grab a seat anywhere you can find one. Oh, Mr. Simon.
Hi, Sarah. You're busy.
We are. The event team has been working here since early this morning.
And some tourists, too.
Yes. As soon as the location was announced, people started showing up in town.
Where can I find May?
Over there. And would you like a booth?
Sure.
Nah. We're on official mayoral business, miss.
Okay. I'll bring menus to your business.
Thank you, Sarah.
Don't mention it.
Now, I thought we could put a trailer right here next to the stage for the musicians.
Oh, you'll need two trailers. Eric will never share with Levi.
Oh, okay. Mr. Simon?
Yes. Hello, May.
Everyone, this is George Simon. He's mayor of our neighboring town, Discovery Mountain.
Nice to meet you. Now, if you'll excuse us.
Nope. We have business with you folks.
This is Gordon Reeder and Don Reeder.
Listen, gentlemen, we have only 3 weeks to plan every single detail of this major event.
Including security.
Yes?
And you can't close off our town road.
We can spare 3 minutes, maybe 3.5. Sit.
Well, thank you. Dad, sit over here.
Here's some menus. I'll come take your order in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah.
Now, Mayor Simon, it is vital that this event is safe and secure for everyone.
That's in the best interest of your little town, too. It's just for a few hours.
Well, did you all consider that our town might have plans for those 12 hours?
Plans?
October 1st is the day of our Harvest Festival. We'll have guests traveling to our event.
It's a tradition.
It's vital that the turnoff stays open.
Not possible. My people looked at traffic control from every angle.
Well, they'll have to look again.
We have just 3 weeks before the biggest event in the area, and you want this little road left open?
Our event is important to a lot of people.
Just reschedule.
You could reschedule.
Do you have any idea how ridiculous that is?
But not for us.
Listen, Mr. Simon, I don't want to fight. Have you considered canceling? You could hold the Harvest Festival again next year.
Will the Music Palooza be held in Grizzly again next year?
Never. I still don't know how this place won the right to host the event this year.
Victoria!
Well, then next year there'd be no competition.
Reader's making some sense.
I'm not ready to cancel.
Excuse me. I have something to say.
Yes?
Sarah?
Yes, Gramps Gordy?
What's the waffle special today?
Cinnamon roll waffles. They're delicious.
Bring me one. Now, the rest of you, have you eaten?
No, oh, too busy.
Who has time?
Waffles all around, Sarah.
You're treating?
Not a chance. They are. You've got an entertaining budget, don't you?
Of course we do. Waffles all around.
Will they be able to resolve the traffic control problem? We'll find out after this.
Hi, listeners. Claire Goodman, the voice of Lana here. I know you can't see me, but I'm wearing my favorite Discovery Mountain t-shirt in the studio today. Would you like one too? Visit discoverymountain.com/store.
Make Bible study an adventure with the Discovery Mountain Bible. Packed with beautiful illustrations and helpful resources, it's the perfect gift for kids and families. Grow faith together and discover God's Word in a hardcover Bible your family will cherish for a lifetime. Learn more at discoverymountain.com/store.
Hello, Discovery Mountain listeners. I'm Ken Norton, Speaker Director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Have you seen the Discovery Mountain Expedition Bible Guides yet? They are perfect for kids and families. These 14 Bible guides make God's Word come alive through stories, activities, and lessons. Spark curiosity and encourage spiritual growth at discoverymountain.com/expedition.
Let's head back over to Discovery and to the 7th and 8th grade class.
Miss Holt, where's Piper?
Right over there, Keziah.
But she moved her desk?
Yeah, so she can focus easier.
Away from me.
Well, she didn't say that. Are you two okay?
I don't know. We haven't been able to talk.
Well, you'll have more time now that the Harvest Festival will be canceled.
Canceled? No, we have to work as a team. We can save it.
The Music Palooza is just too big.
But...
Joyce, here you go. Attendance sheets from DS.
Thanks, Chaplain Jake.
No problemo.
Hey, Chaplain Jake, what do you think about the Harvest Festival?
Oh, it sounds nice. Like a great way to share our faith with people in the area.
So you're on my side, Chaplain Jake.
Side? I didn't know we were taking sides.
Miss Holt, my tablet stopped working again. See?
Oh, dear. Take it to Piper. She was able to fix all the tablets last time.
Okay.
Jake, I was telling Keziah that I think the Music Palooza is just too big to compete with, and that we should cancel the Harvest Festival.
Yeah, it is a big event. I heard ads on the radio this morning, and I saw them in the paper.
They're on TV, too.
So, Jeff and Jake, you're on Miss Holt's side?
I'm not on a side!
What do you think? Should we cancel the Harvest Festival?
Or fight to keep it?
I don't know. Look, there's a town meeting at the church tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Simon called it.
So bring your arguments there. Gotta go. Bye.
Well, Miss Holt, for now, the festival is still happening.
Yeah, for now.
And we need a technical person to set up mics and run the soundboard.
We do. Oh, Piper would be great for that.
Oh, yeah, she sure would. Why don't you ask her?
Why don't you ask her? Give you a chance to talk.
Oh, okay. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
So, Hugo, next time, close the app here. And remember to charge this, okay?
Okay, Piper.
Good. Oh, Kazaya.
Piper, for the Harvest Festival.
I heard it was canceled.
No, it's not, and we need help.
You do?
Could you be our technical person? You're good with mics and the soundboard and stuff.
Anything else?
Nope, I don't think so.
Sure. I'll run technical for you as you sing, Kazaya.
Thanks, Piper. Say, I've been wondering.
All right, favorite students.
Shh, Miss Holt is starting class.
She, okay. Talk to you later?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Haley, hi. Aren't you working today?
Not for an hour. I barely saw you at school today.
I know, you too. Everything is just off today, right?
Definitely. And I feel terrible.
Haley, hi. Fresh apple bars in the kitchen if you two want one.
Oh, yummy. Thanks, Miss Michelle.
Come on.
Oh, yum. These are so good.
I know. So why did you say you feel terrible?
Oh, just the whole Harvest Festival situation.
I know, but it's not like the Music Palooza was your idea.
No, but it's at my work, and oh my goodness, when I walked into the hotel lobby last night and saw your faces, whew.
Yeah, we were all pretty shocked. Music Palooza and Grizzly. Who would have seen that one coming?
Yeah, and then Kazaya Smith was like, we're gonna fight.
I know, it was so amazing.
Amazing? I thought it was sort of odd.
Odd? How?
I mean, what? A seventh grader is going to fight a whole music festival?
Fight for the Harvest Festival. And it's not just Kezi. The whole town is fighting for it.
The whole town? Wait. You'll never win.
We have a town meeting tonight at the church. We'll find a way, if we all work together.
I just assumed we'd cancel the Harvest Festival. I mean, Levi Hayes, Eric Ekstrom. How do we compete with them?
So we just quit? No way.
Well, I better get to work.
I guess I won't see you at the meeting tonight, then. That would mean that you actually cared about your town.
Brianna, you surprised me.
Good apple bars, right?
Yes, thank you, Miss Michelle. I have to get to work.
Okay, bye, Haley. Brianna, hey, you look upset. Is everything okay?
Not as long as the Harvest Festival and the Music Palooza are both happening.
Oh, well, we're gonna have to cancel the Harvest Festival. We can't compete against a big event like theirs.
Aunt Michelle, not you too.
What'd I say?
It's a rough day in Discovery and Grizzly Mountain. Will they figure it all out at the Harmony Corner Church tonight? We'll find out after this.
Hi, Discovery Mountain families. I'm Dr. Ken Norton, Speaker Director of The Voice of Prophecy. As I travel and speak, I love meeting families like yours and hearing about what Discovery Mountain means to you. So many of you have told me that you listen together and that this program exercises your family's faith. That couldn't make us happier. We believe that every family should have access to these faith-filled stories, and so we remain committed to making each season available for free. This is possible through the support of listeners like you. If Discovery Mountain has been an encouragement to your family, will you join us as a financial supporter? Visit discoverymountain.com/give to lend your support. From all of us here at The Voice of Prophecy, thank you for your prayers and support. It's because of listeners like you that Discovery Mountain is possible.
People are walking toward the Harmony Corner Church for the town meeting. Let's join them. Oh, they're praying.
Lord, we thank you again for hearing us, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We have a full church. You all care about our town. I have some good news to share, but first, the larger agenda item. Unfortunately, Our Harvest Festival Day is the same date as the Music Palooza. Yes, it's unfortunate. We have two options. Do we keep fighting to get word out about our event, or do we cancel?
Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's show a little respect to our mayor. Now state your questions or concerns one at a time.
Thank you, Officer Lewis.
Oh!
Keziah Smith.
Mr. Simon, the Harvest Festival is a good idea. We should fight to make it happen.
Mr. Simon?
Miss Michelle, your turn.
I love the idea of the Harvest Festival, but I just don't see how we can compete. Their event is much, much bigger.
And what about the road closure?
What road closure?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Sorry, Mr. Simon.
No, it's okay. I have an update.
Mr. Simon, they're closing our road during the festival?
They proposed a closure for 12 hours for security.
Everyone, quiet, please. I have good news on that. I talked to Meg Grady and the Music Palooza event team today. They've agreed to leave our road open to residents only.
We have to fight this.
We can't. We need to cancel.
Mr. Simon!
Please, everyone, take your seats. Chaplain Jake?
May I come up front?
Sure, Jake.
Everybody, we don't have two choices. Is this thing on? We don't have two choices. We have three.
Three?
We can fight a big, well-organized event. Choice one. We can cancel and admit defeat. Choice two.
What's choice three?
Are any of my seventh grade Bible students here besides Keziah?
I'm here.
Me too.
Piper, what Bible story are we reading?
Jehoshaphat.
Right. Under King Jehoshaphat, an enemy army threatened the peaceful nation of Judah. And what'd they do?
They prayed.
Exactly. They gathered for prayer.
And then God showed them what he wanted them to do.
Mr. Simon, you're a great Bible student. God answered their prayer through the prophet Jehaziel.
But, Chaplain Jake...
Keziah, you're protesting because you remember what God told them to do, right? What was it?
God told them not to fight.
But...
Not to fight, right. But not give up, either.
To do... nothing. Is that right?
Exactly. Good, Hugo. That was the third choice, and our choice, too.
To do nothing? But how could that possibly work?
We let God fight for us.
We fight.
No, we have to let go. Hold our Harvest Festival and trust God to take care of it.
Jake, but how?
Well, it's going to take faith, guys. There's a verse in Hebrews, I think it's chapter 11 and verse 1. Yeah, that's right. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
So we trust God to take care of the Harvest Festival?
Right, with faith and prayer. And being nice to the Music Palooza people.
Jake, that's the most coherent argument I've heard. What do you all think? Let's take a vote. Say yes if you agree to hold the Harvest Festival and let God, not Keziah Smith, fight for us. Those who agree, say yes. Those who disagree, say no. We have our vote. Now, before you all leave, there's something on my heart. Today we've all been at odds with each other.
We sure have.
Let's break into small groups and pray for harmony. Funny?
We're in the Harmony Corner Church.
All the more reason to pray.
Haley, you're here?
Yes, I care about my town more than my job.
I know you do. Look, I'm sorry about earlier.
Oh, me too. This whole thing has been stressful. But I do like Chaplain Jake's suggestion.
Me too. Let go and let God.
What was the verse he read again? I want to put it in my phone.
I looked it up in my Bible app. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1.
Hebrews 11:1. Got it.
So we should pray together.
Yes. Come on, there's a quiet spot over here.
Well, son, I didn't expect you and me to be on opposite sides of a harvest festival.
No, me neither, Dad. Let's let God take care of it.
He's better at all that stuff than we are.
That's for sure. Should we walk home?
Yep. Past my bedtime.
Okay, Dad.
Hugo, have you seen Piper?
She was here a minute ago.
Okay, I'll keep looking. What's she doing, Hugo?
Oh, just looking through the hymnal.
Oh, you like to sing?
No. Why'd you say that?
Okay, sorry I said something. I'm gonna go keep looking for Piper. Piper? Mom, have you seen Piper?
No, honey. Sorry.
Miss Holt, have you seen Piper?
Earlier, but she left with her parents.
Okay, thanks.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free.
Dear Lord, did you mean to give Hugo Garcia such an angelic voice? Oops.
Kezzy?
Quick. All clear.
Hugo really does sing beautifully. I'm not so sure that he's comfortable with his gift, though.
No, it doesn't sound like he is.
Keziah still hasn't been able to talk to Piper, either.
No, the whole town really did feel off today, but they all sound united in faith now.
Mm-hmm, almost all. October 1st, both events will happen. Everyone in Grizzly is going to be very busy for a couple of weeks.
And everyone in Discovery.
And everyone at the Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa, too.
Yeah, lots of activity. And Amanda Campbell is going on a trip back to New York, too.
Right, and Natalia is going to stay with Addison.
Ooh, that will be fun.
Yes, I imagine they're both looking forward to it.
We'll find out how the two events are shaping up. Can they really coexist? We'll find out next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us online to listen to more episodes on demand at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a ministry of the Voice of Prophecy. Creator and executive producer, Jean Boonstra. Director, Douglas Bruce, with original music by Danny Columbi. Executive producer, Ruben Gomez. Producers, Fiona Lin and Joel Baker.